Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got our good friend, former councilman, Clayton Perry. And I wanted to get him on to chat with him, as we do on several occasions, regarding what is going on with politics at City Hall. Specifically, we have the situation now where we're going to be looking at some elections in a few months, in May, and the mayor of San Antonio is on the leaving. It was his third term. I'd like to find out from Clayton's point of view, because a lot of criticism is going on regarding the crime, the lagging behind of the city, behind Austin, and a few other things that are going on. I'd like to get Clayton's point of view about the legacy of the mayor, Ron Nirenberg, what he's leaving us. Clayton, thank you for taking time. Welcome to the show as usual, buddy.
Oh, absolutely, George, and I really enjoy this. And, you know, it's an opportunity to talk a little bit and kind of give a behind-the-curtain view on what's really going on down at City Hall, and I really enjoy doing this. So got to correct you on one thing. You said his third term. He's actually, this is his fourth two-year term. Uh-oh. So he's been mayor for eight total years. And I don't know if you remember, but during his campaigning, he was campaigning on it's the city you deserve,
right?
And
exactly.
You know, and I take a look at that and I said, wow, we deserve this kind of city where the crime rate is continuing to rise. We deserve this kind of city that we're basically wasting $250 million on this ready to work program. We deserve this city that our infrastructure has been crumbling and continues to crumble during his terms. The homelessness, this is a city we deserve with the homelessness, the problem that we have. And we're now the second city, the top, only one city, Dallas, is above us in the number of homeless. We've now surpassed Austin and Houston. You know, Houston's much bigger than us, and they have a better handle on it than we do here in San Antonio. So you go through all of these items, and you say, dadgum, is this a city that we deserve that he's been telling us about all this time? And no, we don't deserve this. And I keep saying, we deserve a better city. You know, he has left a legacy of wasteful spending, fighting the state of Texas every opportunity that he had, and this wasteful spending the whole time. It's amazing. And I got to point again to this ready to work program where he initially sold that program. He's gonna spend money to train 40,000 people, mostly to the tech industry, and upgrade people's lives. And we're gonna take that sales tax money and put that against about $50 million a year for 5 years, and you know, upgrade 40,000 people. And when I was on council, they briefed the status, and all of a sudden they moved the goalposts. They said, we're going to train up 15,000 people. And oh, by the way, it was originally slated for $150 million because that's what the projections on the tax base was. But now it's up to $250 million. So we went from 40,000 down to 15,000, and we went up from $150 million to $250 million. And talk about a waste of money. The last time I checked, we had graduated about 300 people out of that program at a cost of $30 million. $30 million for 300 people. And you know what the number one job was coming out of that program? Truck drivers. Truck drivers, not the tech industry, as he was promising. So, you know, and nothing wrong with truck drivers. We need a lot of them for sure. But we sure didn't need to spend $30 million to train truck drivers. So I can go on and on with a list of things.
Let me ask you about this, because a little while ago, little while ago, I was out taking care of some business, running business, and I'm here in District 10, which is your old district, and there are a lot of places, a lot of strip malls, a lot of places that are vacant.
I
keep hearing, or I heard during his administration about how great the economy was for the city of San Antonio, but you know, I see so many vacant places, so many empty shops, so many empty buildings. I'm not sure what he's talking about.
I don't either, George. And the only thing I can figure out is, yes, our sales tax is doing well, so people are still purchasing things. Of course, at a much higher price than what we had before. So yes, the sales tax is going to go up. So I don't know if he's measuring it by that or not, but I can tell you that just from the COVID episode that we went through, 36% of our small businesses went under and never recovered. And it's that kind of thing that has happened that we're never going to recover from that. I mean, we've got businesses everywhere, and you read about it in the newspaper, restaurants going out of business, you know, and big businesses going, shutting their doors. So I'm not sure where this robust economy is coming from that he's talking about, because it just is not there. I don't see it. And you talk to other people and they don't see it either. So not sure where he's coming from on that. But I can tell you that I see those same storefronts that are empty, vacant, and they're still closing down. And this is not from COVID anymore. This is from our local economy here. And take, for example, the COVID thing. We got hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government to help us through that. And you know what? I kept pushing, let's give out small loans, let's give interest-free loans, let's give grants for all these small businesses around town to stay open, to keep their people employed, to get them into work. And you know what the mayor wanted to do? No. Let's pay the people to stay at home, and let's pay their apartment costs for them, and let's keep them at home. Instead of helping the businesses to keep their doors open, keep their employees at work and making money so that they could stay at home, but instead it was just a big money giveaway to people to be able to stay at home and pay their rent for them. And that was hundreds of millions of dollars, George. I don't have it in front of me, but it was just a crying shame how we wasted and threw that money down the drain. So that's just another example of it. But you're right. There's businesses that are continuing to close in this city because we got an anti-business sentiment down at City Hall. And it's been that way. And the regulations that we've adopted is just incredible. It's a big burden to businesses, and that's why they're shuttering their doors.
On the other hand, we seem to be concentrating a lot about downtown. To the point of getting ready to do $1 billion or more project for a stadium for a Class 3 league, baseball league, and a few other things. And I, you know, again, who's gonna? I guess it's just for the tourist industry and not too much for the citizens.
Well, the baseball stadium, that's a done deal. The city council passed that. They didn't take it to the voters because I don't know that the voters would approve that. They said that Wolf Stadium could not be renovated. It was the Major League Baseball said that facility doesn't meet today's standards. Well, dadgummit, did they even put an estimate to how much it would be to renovate that place to make it acceptable to the Major League Baseball? I never saw that. They just went off, oh, we got to build a new stadium. And let's move it downtown. Let's bring it downtown. Well, George, that's taking a great opportunity of community enjoyment from the South Side. You think all those people from the South Side are going to come downtown? You know, the parking, paying for parking, plus exactly. The tickets to go to that games? No, I don't think so. It'll be mostly people that live downtown. And yeah, we got a few people living downtown, but it's certainly, I don't think it's going to have the draw from around San Antonio to bring people downtown. So, again, that's all been approved. It's voted on by the council, not the people. And that's going to be done with that stadium. Now, having said that, that's not where they're stopping at. You know, they're wanting to build a new arena for the Spurs. And not only that, but expand the convention center. They want to build another land bridge here in San Antonio, going from the Alamo Dome to the new Spurs arena. All kind of new stuff around Hemisphere Park there. Now, I don't know what the total cost is, but I've heard in the range of around $7 billion. $7 billion, that's with a B. Number one, where are we going to get that kind of money from? Who's going to pay that? You know, that's not free. That, I'm afraid, they're going to have to take that to the voters to get approval on that. But like I said, this city is always good about saying we're the seventh largest city, but we're the poorest large city here in the United States, but yet we keep heaping on this debt on top of debt on top of debt. And this is another example of it, where they're wanting to build and develop downtown more. You know, this started with the Castros. Let's have a decade of downtown. Gosh, George, we have spent so much money downtown with utilities, roads, you know, narrowing roads to put in more bike paths and things like that all downtown. And it's still going on. It's still a mess down there. But we've spent hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars downtown, around the convention center, all the roads and the hotels that have been put up. So we've had a decade of downtown, and now they're wanting to add another decade with this Project Marvel. And you're gonna hear more about it. Project Marvel is not just that Spurs arena, but it's a whole bunch of other things, again totaling up to probably around $7 billion. Now, people have been asking me, Clayton, what do you think about that? You know, are you for this or against this? And I said, well, the pictures that I've seen are really, really pretty. In fact, they're doing this the right way. They're selling everybody on these pretty pictures, but nobody has told us how much it's going to cost and where the money is going to come from. So, you know, until I hear that, I'm not going to make a decision on it one way or the other. But, you know, I have so many questions about this. You know, and not only just the construction aspect of it and how that's going to mess up downtown again, but, you know, is that going to be tearing up stuff that we just got through building?
Yep.
Which is, it's a mess.
It's insanity. It is really, really insanity.
Yeah.
What would you counsel here in the conclusion? What would you counsel? I mean, to the average taxpayer and citizen in San Antonio, because I mean, it just seems like we continue to spend and spend, and you know, we continue to be the poorest city in Texas, the poorest large city in Texas. For crying out loud,
yeah.
What are we doing wrong?
I would say, number one, I don't know what it is about this city, but everybody seems to like to vote yes on whatever is put out there in front of, like this last round of charter amendments that we did. Every one of them passed. That just floored me. So I know they wanted to put that new Spurs arena on this May ballot because they wanted to rush it through as quickly as possible and get people to vote on it based on the pretty pictures that they put out there, not on how much is it going to cost and how we're going to pay for it, but based on that looks great, if we don't build this, the Spurs are going to leave. You know, that's the thing that they're holding over our heads. But you know, again, I don't know yet on that, but here's what people need to do. People need to get engaged with their council person. Call them and find out, hey, you know, ask the questions. How much debt do we actually have in this city? Have you seen that, George? Have you seen anything that compiles how much debt we have here in San Antonio?
Not at all.
No, you won't. When I was on council, I asked that question before I left, and they added up, you know, what the city has in bonding, what the county has in bonding, what all the school districts have in bonding all across the city. And my goodness, it was, gosh, if I remember right, around $8 billion. $7-8 billion. So what does that mean? That means that we are the heaviest debt per capita here in the state of Texas. Nobody else owes as much as we do per person. So people need to call their councilman and ask them that. How are we gonna get out of this? How long is it gonna take us to pay out of that debt? And again, this is with Project Marvel, I guarantee you we're gonna be taking on more debt and taking it out of maybe the hotel motel tax, taxi tax, you know, all of these things that they can put together to add to pay for this development, which, you know, that's money that we could be putting against our crumbling infrastructure around town. You know, reduce our taxes. Don't raise them. Reduce our taxes. Let's bring on more law enforcement to help reduce this crime. There's a lot of other places that we could spend that kind of money to get a bigger bang for the buck. But, I just recommend that people get more engaged. And when they start talking about this, perk up your ears and start calling and voicing your concerns about, number one, where is this money coming from? How much are we going to owe? How long is it going to take? It's just like when you go and buy a house, you know, how much money you got to put down? How much monthly payment do you have to make? How much is that house? How much is all those payments along with interest and everything going to cost you at the end of the day? People don't talk about that either on these bonds. You know, we do a big bond. Well, that's what the paper shows now. But at the end of 30 years, how much do you actually pay for that bond? How much have you really put into that to pay that off? So, I can go on and on and on about that, George. But the big thing is you got to get involved and vote. My goodness, vote for the right people that have your way of thinking and making sure that they're not just spending money willy-nilly and that they know what they're talking about and they can help reduce spending here in San Antonio and putting the money, the tax money, to the real issues that we have here. For example, infrastructure problems that we have across San Antonio. Absolutely. And also our crime, bringing on more police officers, getting more firemen, making sure our utilities are up to par, that, you know, God forbid we have, you know, fires like they have out in California, but can our utility infrastructure keep up with that kind of demand? So it's a bunch of things that we should be looking at to make sure that we're spending our money wisely and in the right buckets, instead of just let's look at this next shiny thing. Look at that shiny thing out there. Let's get that. Let's get that. You got it. And that seems to be what happens.
Yeah. Well, we need to conclude, but I want to thank you for taking time, folks. We've been speaking with my good buddy, former city councilman Clayton Perry, and we got to get you back on again soon to chat a little bit more about what is happening in our city, because people need to become very much aware.
That sounds great, George, and I really do enjoy it. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from